Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, I'm going to start right with this one because I hate myself. This is Margate, Florida. This guy's mugshot's like, yeah, I did it. What? I'm going to read this headline as is. Victim escapes bus stop sexual assault by allegedly biting the suspect's... You know.
I don't.
A man was arrested after his victim thwarted a sex assault at a bus stop because, they allegedly bit his male copulatory organ to escape. August 7th, officers from Margate Police Department responded to a 911 call from a caller who said they were witnessing an assault and attempted sexual battery. MPD officers arrived. They were flagged down by a witness who observed a male attacking a female in the area. The guy's named Devin Applewhite. What a name. He was assaulting the victim in the middle of the roadway. Applewhite pulled the victim's hair and then was hitting her in the face. And, he was trying to force her to do an act, and she did not want to do it. And then she finally bit him. And then that's how she was able to escape. That's disgusting. I'm going to vomit a lot. That's so nasty. Thankfully, she was able to escape. She was evaluated. She was okay. I don't care if the other guy was okay. I just feel like, you know, that's how you get your knob torn off. You know, I'm just saying that should be it. What state was it? Send him to Louisiana, where people who do that kind of stuff, they're just, you know what? They'll just get you. They'll tie you up. They'll pull you behind a truck with it. Rip it off like a tooth. That's what needs to happen to these people, these predators. People are dying at me right now. I can just feel it. You guys are like, Dana, what on earth? That's what happens. So this Florida robbery suspect jumped into the river to evade arrest while the police were questioning him. Daytona Beach. This guy was accused of robbery. He had to be detained in the river. I mean, that's where the gators are. 32-year-old Richard Martinovics. Officers greeted him. He was walking with a plastic bag and a cup. They were questioning him. He was asked to take a seat. And then, like a second later, they heard a plunge in the river, and someone goes, "He's in the water." He was escorted on a boat with a life vest and in handcuffs. Yeah, you can't be, especially that's where the gators are, you can't be doing that. And then let's see here. This, an iguana clogged this Florida toilet. And apparently this is a thing.
It is a thing.
So the whole green iguana thing is so prevalent in South Florida that it's so invasive. One Florida man actually had to go in, and there's video. There was an iguana that somehow got into a South Florida home, and they had to, cruelty-free, remove the iguana from the toilet, which means that the trapper, Jeff Darlington, grabbed it by the tail and pulled it out. Just pulled it out of the commode. That's a crazy story. That makes me terrified to go to South Florida.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
How many of you, first off, I was talking to some friends last night. We had dinner with some friends last night. They were in town. And it was actually Kurt Schlichter and his wife. And we were discussing how I can't just go to a movie theater and sit and be held captive by the dark and in the seat unless it is a great movie. It has to be a fabulous movie. I have to be fully engaged, fully into it. Otherwise, I cannot sit still. I get so fidgety and I just, it's just torture. This is one that I definitely am not going to go see. Because, and most movies have been so not great and so overwhelmed with political correctness and all this other stuff. You guys remember, this is, we've been talking about the Snow White thing for how long now, Kame?
Oh, man. Can't even tell you.
I don't even know how long this has been in production for. It first made headlines because Peter Dinklage made some little people angry because they accused him of acting as like the gatekeeper for all little people in film roles. In fact, Peter Dinklage got mad. Remember, he got mad over the whole there were dwarves in Snow White. And he was like, oh, you can't believe, you know, it's 20 whatever. And you're casting, you know, dwarves. That's this, you know, but that's the story. That's literally how the story goes. And then Disney, because of apparently what he said, then they got very nervous and they decided we don't want to offend little people. So we're going to replace the dwarves with magical creatures. And then you had WWE star Dylan Postel. He got mad and he wrote, quote, who died and made Peter Dinklage king of the dwarves? It pisses me off, end quote. He blasted him. He absolutely blasted him. And Disney was like, we don't want to reinforce stereotypes, all this. And it wasn't just Dylan Postel. Warwick Davis, who I don't think anybody's more famous as far as acting and being a little person than Warwick Davis, he hit out at a theater in London because they got rid of the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. They were doing this Christmas performance of the Grimm fairy tale. They changed it. It was the De Montfort Hall production of the 19th century Grimm fairy tale. And it was known as Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, but it was changed to Snow White and her seven friends. Because they said dwarfism is not a word that people feel comfortable with. And Warwick Davis, he said that it's patronizing when people are offended on his behalf and that it angers him that he doesn't want others of his stature to lose out on jobs. He says, quote, it loses something if you don't have Snow White's dwarves. I've been in a lot of pantos and I don't think it's offensive at all. He says, I'm sure there are those out there who don't like the term, but as a short actor, I want to be given the choice about whether I appear in panto or not. And I don't want someone making that decision for me, end quote. And I love it that he also added that it was a smokescreen. He thinks that to allow companies to drop expensive actors. And he says the excuse of people being uncomfortable is a poor one. He says, I doubt they've questioned the audience about whether or not they think the word dwarf is offensive. Very interesting. So that Warwick Davis was mad. So now they've replaced, because everyone was wondering, okay, what's Disney going to do? Because they were going to replace them with these magical creatures, right? And they just look like a bunch of hippies who just walked out of the Whole Foods and were going to their cars. So Disney, in its bid to avoid reinforcing stereotypes, decided to completely eliminate acting roles for actors of such smaller statures and just do it all CGI. And it looks absolutely heinous. It looks insane. And so, yeah. That's what they've got. And there's a teaser trailer out, apparently. And they did CGI. And can I just say that CGI, it's weird. When they do people, it's weird. We're not there yet. We're not there with AI. We're not there with CGI yet to do people like that in a film. It's weird. And now everyone's saying that the dwarves look very unnatural and weird. And they call the appearances as Uncanny Valley and the stuff of nightmares. And apparently Disney also did a terrible CGI job. And everybody's blaming Dinklage. You know, I mean, there's not, and they were saying that now the left is like, well, you know, it's true. There's not really a lot of roles for people in Hollywood that are, you know, little people or that are of short stature. That is true. Maybe if they could, you know, just fix the depiction. Here's the other thing that we were talking about. Now, granted, you know, we're a generation that were raised on Lord of the Rings. And my kids were raised on Lord of the Rings. Kane, in the fantasy realm, dwarves are not, like Lord of the Ring, like Gimli, etc. They are not a joke of a being. They're like noble beings.
They are. As a matter of fact, they're regaled a lot in some of these films.
And apparently, amongst the Zoomers, they hate elves. And they're all about dwarves. It's like a big thing with Deep Rock Galactic and all this stuff. I don't even understand.
And I wouldn't even be able
that.
To intelligently tell you the difference between the two.
An elf and a like a dwarf?
Yeah. I have no clue. I literally have no clue.
If you listen to the Zoomers, the elves are G-H-E-Y and total, like, you know, losers. And they do magic, which is hated. And then the dwarves can just build literally anything and are hardcore and can kill you. Do I have that right, Zoomers? I have that correct? I think so. That's what...
Yeah, I'm as confused as I was 5 minutes ago.
I mean, the magical creatures thing doesn't work. It's way better if it's dwarves anyway, because when I hear dwarves, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord of the Rings. That's what I think of. I think of like the dwarves of lore that are, well, they're hardcore, right?
Yes.
And they found this chick who came from a broken home, you know, she's like out in the woods all like falling over, can't do anything. And, you know, they bring her in and then she takes care of their house and they go out and they do work and then they come back. She makes their food. You know, she's like the female presence in the home that they never had. And, you know, and they go out and they go and help her and they protect her too. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, a win-win all around, but I don't, it's just weird that they decided that it's better for everybody. Let's just get rid of the actual human actors. And we're just going to do weird CGI where she's the same physical human actress. And then all of the other actors and their issues were just too problematic. So they just jettison them for fake beans.
Like you said, they're just trans dwarves.
Well, yeah, they're trans dwarves. They're not even real. I don't know. Disney decided, I think it's hysterical that the left is like, well, is this woke? Now, Juan is showing you what it looks like. That's like from one of their teasers. It looks bad. Isn't that more insulting? They gave them all of these exaggerated features. And I guess now they're saying, well, sorry, little people, you weren't enough. We're going to have to do this. And it also kind of suggests that they don't believe that little people can be good actors. And I would think, consider that, you know, the presence of Warwick Davis and Peter Dinklage, who started all of this, you absolute loon. He's a phenomenal actor. You do not factor in any physicality when you watch him act because he's very good at his craft. He's also a giant hole. And are you okay?
I'm all right.
I'm just upset at the fact that this will be now. See, this will be like a point we look back on 30 years from now and realize that, you know what? We couldn't employ any live little person for any role anymore because of the potential offense. And so now we've ruined an entire whole generation of people from being able to earn money at a craft like acting. Because
how is this progression, though?
It's
like,
not.
How is it progressive? Because, and that's what Dinklage had said in his thing, because you're progressive in one way. You cast a Latina as Snow White, but then you're still making that backward story about dwarves living in a cave. Well, they didn't live in a cave, you absolute imbecile. They didn't live in a cave. They had an actual house, so that's your bigotry. The trailer's out there, and it shows all her seven iconic companions. They're all portrayed with PC CGI. It's just not progressive. It's illiberal. I mean, you literally have a film that has roles specifically for a segment of the population that is incessantly overlooked by Hollywood. And now they're overlooked in the most offensive way possible because the people did not want to be faced with any their own discomfort. And so they pretended to do something on behalf of the group that they're actually robbing and saying, I don't know, it's for your own good. And these people just want to work. I mean, it's so stupid. You know what? I mean, if people are like, well, it's not realistic. The animals talk in this stupid movie, in this story. Are you serious? There's a witch with an apple. She's killing a chick. I mean, it's like it's murder. This is so dumb. And it just gets dumber and dumber and dumber. And then there was this chick didn't even want to be in the movie anyway. Because remember, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm not having the prince kiss me, wake me up. Well, then stay dead, bitch. I don't care. Stay dead. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15 If you haven't checked out the P15, you definitely need to, because this thing, it's worth the wait. It's worth it. And the P15, if you're looking for a concealed carry 9mm, this is literally the lightest, thinnest one on the market. Now, you got two mags that come with it as well. You got the 15 plus one, and that's a lot for, you know, the slimmest, smallest 9mm concealed. You know, and it's their first ever striker fire pistol, too. So you have the 15 round mag. You can get that as well. That has a minimal pinky extension, but you also get the flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. If you want more concealability, you've got that as well. And you have the two versions, the polymer. You also have the metal version that has that nice walnut grip, that has the gator grip texture. It's just nice. I mean, it's a very classy gun. You have the tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic, two dot rear, keeps you on target. And again, striker fire reliability, great trigger. It's a lifetime warranty, and it's compact and ideal for concealed carry defense. And it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. Everything quality made right here in America. It's innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com. The new P15, tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, this less attractive people live shorter lives than those who are apparently better looking, according to a weird study that I have no idea why anybody felt necessary to do this. It was from Arizona State University in UT. They analyzed data from a long-running study that tracked over 8,300 Wisconsin high school students from the 50s until just a couple of years ago. They looked at Facebook photos, everything, yearbook photos, lifetime of health data, and what they discovered, they said that apparently better looking people live longer. I think that's weird, and I don't know. Why are you having that look?
Well, who determines who's better looking than who? I thought beauty's in the eye of the beholder, not some science thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd trust like a science, like anybody to determine whether. I don't know. It's just weird, right? That's a weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I put a lot of stock into that. When, why? What is the what's the necessity? What's the purpose? What does that conclusion serve? Classical music is medicine. Hey, guess what? Another study on classical music that we all know is true. Mood boosting tunes help synchronize the brain. Classical music is medicine.
Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. They looked at mood, all kinds of stuff. Classical music, yes. There's studies about how it helps you to study better. It helps you to relax. It helps boost your mood. There's all kinds of stuff.
I know a lot of metal music is based on some classical music, too.
Yeah, no, so, totally
makes
is.
Makes sense.
Two people were hospitalized after trucks hauling molasses and manure. Sounds like an interesting name for something. They collided on a southern Idaho interstate. There's no saving that. That's just awful. It was a collision between two trucks, one molasses, one manure. And it was about 2 p.m. And, there were two semi-loaded trucks, a Freightliner semi-loaded trucks. One was in a 98 one loaded with manure. Another one was in a 2013 Freightliner loaded with 48,000 pounds of cane molasses. And one bumped the rear of the other. And then 1,000 pounds of molasses was spilled due to the collision. The other Freightliner came to rest in the median and caught on fire. Oh my gosh! Everybody's okay. There were some taken to the hospital, but good night. That is not
manure and spilt molasses. Oh.
Yeah, that's not a wreck I'd want to be involved in. A woman crashed her car into a Canoga Park taco shop. This was a week after she hates this taco place. She also vandalized their catering truck. She really hates this taco place. This was in L.A. Police booked her for felony vandalism, and I think they're adding an assault with a deadly weapon charge because people were in the restaurant when she rammed through it. They still are. They don't know why she's targeting this same taco place, but clearly she has issues.
Hey, everybody, Tim Walz here. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are going to ban medication abortion, making sure they make decisions in getting between you and your doctor.
In a bathroom.
Vice President Harris and I will make sure that you make your health care decisions because we have a rule. Whether you'd make the same decision as someone else, just mind your own damn business.
Gosh, does he? I'm so tired of him saying that. He acts like it's like this new thing. Guys, look what I just learned to say. Welcome back, Dana Lash, with you. Bottom of this first hour. Go and find the discussion over at Rumble. You can find us on X, Channel 347 Direct TV as well, and Substack, Chapter and Verse, all kinds of good stuff up there. Speaking of mind your own damn business, remember we told you about the snitch line that they created, right? Because in Minnesota, they had some pretty draconian lockdown orders. And they had some pretty draconian penalties if you ran afoul and you didn't stay home or do whatever. And so this, the one story in particular was really, I mean, this is, there's so many crazy stories that happened from that time. This woman, Lisa Hansen, she was a small business owner. She owned a wine and coffee bistro. She's a mother of eight. She's going to have 18 grandchildren very soon. The only other time she's ever been in trouble with the law was when she got a speeding ticket as a teenager. She owned her business for over 30 years. She and her husband both owned it together for more than 30 years. And her business, called the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro in Albert Lea, it was about 90 miles south of Minnesota, had been open for almost about a decade. And she had owned different businesses, always apparently in the service industry. Well, then they got the shutdown orders, right? So they got the shutdown orders, and her bistro initially complied with the shutdown order that March. But then, months following that, Walls never fully reopened. And there were businesses, remember, liquor stores were deemed to be essential. Churches were not essential. That was even in Texas. And bars, restaurants, gyms, dance studios, salons, all of the, those were considered non-essential. Strip clubs were considered essential. Big box stores were considered essential in Minnesota. Liquor stores were considered essential in Minnesota. But if you wanted to go to a restaurant, if you wanted to go to the gym, if you wanted to get your hair cut, that was non-essential. And she was trying to make a living, her and her husband. They had bills to pay. It was really cute to hear Joe Biden talk about rent moratoriums and not having to pay rent and putting a moratorium on that, putting a pause on it. But the problem is that for business owners, they still had their bills to pay. And the people that owned the buildings where people were leasing, they still had bills to pay. And so Hansen was watching this grandmother. A lot of these businesses have been open for decades, have to close down before they ever reopened. And she said he always allowed the big box stores, et cetera, to stay open. So she decided, and this is, gosh, almost a full year even, because this was going up between, this was all going up into even into January 2021. So she decided to reopen her business, and she defied his shutdown order for bars and restaurants six times between December 2020 and January 2021. In December of 21, this is a full year after all of this first kicked into gear, correct? Full year. She was convicted on misdemeanor charges, and she got the maximum sentence of 90 days and a $1,000 fine. She ended up serving two-thirds of her sentence, 60 days. She was in jail for 2 months. Because she needed to open her business so she didn't lose her head. And this is just one business owner in Minnesota. A lot of these business owners are coming out and saying, we either were jailed, we were fined, or we lost our businesses. And his executive order, it completely closed down all dine-in services 100% for indoor and outdoor. She said that there were 200 other business owners just in her area alone that were targeted. They were targeted by, at the time, Minnesota AG Keith Ellison. They were operating in a rogue fashion outside of the law. There was no statute in their state constitution that allowed him to do what he did, but he did it. And it was completely outside of the scope of the statutory law in Minnesota. And then in addition to that, you had the snitch line. They were encouraging people, and Juan has that line, they were encouraging people to call the snitch line that not only did the governor set up, but Minnesota tax dollars paid for it. They paid for the monitoring of it. They paid for all of it. Listen, this is what happened. This is what people would get when they would call the snitch line. This is literally it. Listen.
Hello, you have reached the Department of Public Safety stay-at-home hotline. The information you leave is considered public information. At the tone, please leave the following information: your name, your callback number, how the stay-at-home order is being violated, and where the stay-at-home order was violated. Thank you.
Is that unbelievable? That is unbelievable. So this is what, but yet he has the audacity to go out and tell everybody else to mind their damn business. You need to go mind your own damn business, he said. Mind your own damn business. She was jailed. She was jailed. I mean, remember, there was a candy store that was kept open. KSTP in Minnesota, Channel 5 ABC affiliate. The largest candy store was allowed to stay open. Well, why was that? Why were they considered essential, but a bistro wasn't? Oh, because they're really good friends with the governor. Oh, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a whole article over at KSTP that gets into how they're friends. Huh. Interesting that. So if you're telling me that if you were a friend of Walz's, that exceptions could be made in this very important health rule? Oh, yeah, because, see, the virus, if you needed an exemption because you were a friend of the people putting the orders in place, the virus wouldn't affect you. It was less contagious there, you know. That's how science works, Kane. That's how it worked. And, of course, you know, we later find out that none of this stuff, and we knew, none of this stuff was, it was all a joke. It was all fantasy. It's shocking to see how many people wanted to comply with it to the extent that they did. So this guy walking around saying, oh, yeah, mind your own damn business. Well, he didn't do that. He didn't mind his business. And he's been saying that over and over again. There's like a ton of different sound bites. I'm tired of like seeing them where he keeps saying it over and over again like it's a catchphrase. It's really cringe. And it's also very disingenuous. This is what to expect if you get these clowns in the White House in November. I can only imagine. Oh, here's some bird flu stuff. We got to shut everything down. Have to shut everything down. That's it. I mean, this is who they are. And Walz is bad. Bad, bad, bad. We're going to get into some of the other Chinese stuff, but a bad guy. He's, but he looks like he's innocuous because he's just this old Minnesota dad. You know, flyover dad, that's what it is. Just, you know.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.